get back to the action here.
All the producers and directors are in place. All the contributors are here.
Cut!
No, we got to keep going, Regina.
Okay.
It's rolling. We'll have a 2020 news quiz question in this hour. Plus, Andrea Metcalf, our fitness instructor, is going to help us. Most people focused on the cold and whether or not you should exercise in the cold. Of course you should, but under what circumstances? We'll answer that question later on in this hour. Right now, however, Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and I are going to tackle two very important problems.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
One of them is what to do with all the tokers and the smokers in Colorado. I don't know that that's a problem. They don't think it's a problem. Richie, yeah, you were here yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to couple. We had a conversation about Bruce Springsteen's music being used on The Good Wife. But there was a more sort of involved way of using that tune. And it would be connected to what's going on in Colorado, where you could say, ready for this, the drum roll? You could say they have high hopes in Colorado because of
a million-dollar profit the first day. I mean, people were nuts for it.
Right. I mean, look at the pictures, the video that's coming from these various places in the counties that are allowing pot sales for recreational use. And I don't know, I'm looking at the ages of the people. Have you looked at the pictures, the ages of the people who are in line? They're really
probably your age.
those are all those
60s hippies.
Wait a minute. 60s hippies?
Wait a minute.
I resemble that. I was never a hippie, never did pot, never did any drugs, nothing.
But the people that were. There's no way in corduroys you could be a hippie.
Right.
I actually did wear corduroys.
You were kind of into the free love thing, so you were a hippie.
Well.
FYI.
That's a side detail. All right.
He liked the benefits, but he didn't wear the clothing.
I was not intending that to be the focus of our conversation here. The conversation has to do with the National Cannabis Industry Association, NCIA. That could be a new television program.
Show.
It is. Right. So they're all over the place. They're breaking new ground in this regulated market, so they say. The first sale, which was basically orchestrated as a news media photo op, because you could see they brought in an Iraqi war veteran who had been lobbying publicly for legalization of pot. He says it helps him mitigate problems stemming from his post-traumatic stress syndrome.
So he's looking for medicinal purposes.
Right.
For recreational.
He doesn't want to be under that. He doesn't want to be under that umbrella. He just wants to smoke pot.
He
spent $60 for the first purchase was for $60.
And he was ceremonial, and that was good. But come on, this whole medical marijuana thing, big joke. Anybody can get a medical marijuana card.
Right.
I mean, you can go and say, I get headaches.
I don't think you could get it from Dr. Ken.
Well, of course, not Dr. Ken, but they have clinics that especially are doctors that
are looking for new
medical marijuana cards.
There are doctors who write your script for anything.
Let's throw a little different angle at this.
What's that?
I was just in Colombia and had a conversation with Colombians. And, you know, while
they when you go to Colombia, they have a conversation with the Colombian.
It's hard to do, really.
About pot and about how, really, you know, we are the customers of the world for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like Mexicans and Colombians are all sitting around getting high.
No, they're selling it.
There are just a select few people that control the drug sales. And, you know, one thing I didn't realize is he was telling me that that the Colombians no longer distribute it. They just send it to the Mexicans because the Mexicans know how to get it onto the streets.
Yeah. In here, in our country.
Yeah.
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 So we continue.
But, you know, really, the problem is that we.
Excuse me.
Create this want and this need for all of these drug sales.
We're creating the market.
That are problems around the world.
Yeah. Right.
We are the market.
We have created the problems.
Yeah.
We contribute. We, through our buying and habitual use of drugs, are creating Al-Qaeda. are creating the Taliban.
The FARC.
Are creating all of these
groups. The Mexican cartels.
That are killing Americans. Right. We
all
are responsible.
All Al-Qaeda are opium salespeople. I mean, that's exactly what Al-Qaeda is.
Yep. Right.
So legalize it and stop, you know, contributing to these
And that's a conversation that I had with the Colombians is, hey, listen, a lot of people want to legalize it, and I could make the case that it would cut the feet right out from under these cartels if we grew it, legalized it, and taxed it ourselves.
Absolutely.
I can't say that I'm 100% for that, but there's definitely a good argument
there.
I make the best argument for it. But at any rate, it doesn't mean that it holds any water. It just is something to consider when you look at the overall attitude that Americans have toward things like this. It's pretty much what Richie's saying nicely is the rest of the world is laughing at us because of how we live.
They're profiting off of us.
And they are profiting.
And
they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Because they're not laughing. They are, you know, I look at the situation in Colombia. I'm very familiar with that. And if they didn't have the drug money, they wouldn't have the problems that they have in Colombia.
Mm-hmm. And how did we get to be? Here's where you can get into weird conspiracy theories and stuff if you really wanted to play with this and go off the wackadoodle deep end. But maybe not so wackadoodle. How did we get to become a country of addicts?
We have an excess. We're a country of excess.
Yeah,
because we're a country of excess,
conversation
right?
Money. We had money. Is that one of my wife's cousins, who is Colombian, moved to Spain. He's like, the Spains are not interested in working 24 hours a day. Yeah, the Spanish. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, that's us. We do that. We work. Yeah. And he's like, no, they are not interested in that. And that's where we get this addictive kind of personality is we are hard workers. We're always going. We're always moving. And we need something to fuel that.
So consider this other item, if you will, along with the drugs, the whole business of sexuality, and what the rest of the world thinks about us when it comes to issues like gay marriage. And the reason, for example, the Supreme Court yesterday halted gay marriages in Utah. Mm-hmm. Now, it isn't because Justice Sonia Sotomayor thinks that it's not nice to be married if you're of the same sex, but there is something in the law that apparently is in the state law in Utah, which gets in the way of people having the right. There's something about the Mormons and their influence on the law there, because the most residents in the state are Mormon. There are 900 people that have already been married in Utah, and it could be that their marriages are going to become null and void because of this Supreme Court ruling. The 18th state to extend same-sex marriage rights, the U.S. District Judge has overturned the voter-approved ban, and now it's going back, so the voters approved it. So what carries more weight here? Is it the voter, or is it the legislative process? Which is more important? And that's the discussion. It has nothing to do with whether gay marriage is good, bad, or indifferent. It has to do with how you read the law and the complications of the federal versus state laws and state versus
local
laws.
Over the last decade, we've seen people vote for things one way or the other in states, and then some court just turn it over.
Right. Yeah, doesn't matter what the vote is.
Right, so the voter really doesn't have a say.
Who's ruling is the question. Who's in charge? Good food for thought.
Makes you pay more attention to who you vote for when somebody's up for a judge in your local district.
Well, you make sure that you know the issue, who the people are that are running and what the issues are, please. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Richie or Ken or Roberta or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. The effective way of working on the concentrated portion of your eyes, that there's puffiness and bags, the eyelids and the under eyes. You want to see results, fast results. When it comes to participating in a way to make yourself more handsome or more beautiful, because now I say handsome because men are using this product. Richie uses products, creams and things like that. Kenny does. I do. I've been using these creams for a long, long time. Since I was certainly in my late 20s, early 30s, I started exercising, and I started taking care of my skin, and I think maybe that's one of the reasons that it looks the way it does. So if I can have any impact on you at all when it comes to not only the product but the attitude that people have about you, why wouldn't you want to look your best? And why wouldn't you want to do it inexpensively without pain? a lot of men are having work done on their faces the same as women are. And frankly, look at, I guess Robert Redford is a pretty good example. Look at how horrible he looks. He could have done so much better if he'd used Genucel. You believe that?
I think McCartney, too.
McCartney doesn't look too good either.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks
yeah,
old, but he does his
fine.
Face. Yeah. All right, so here's
Redford, though, that's a piece of leather.
For all the money you had, not man, you could look
right,
better.
Why'd you get
that?
A good job done? I could have sent him to Pam the Knife. Remember her, Richie?
Pam the Knife.
Yeah,
Pam the Knife.
I could have seen Kenny Rogers' guy. Kenny Rogers looks better than him.
Roberta, did I send you to Pam the Knife?
Yes, you did.
All right. And she did a good job?
Absolutely.
All right.
You guys have all had plastic surgery without me?
Without you?
Really? Was it like a thing right, that I missed out on?
Go see Pam the Knife.
She gave us a group rate, so.
Yeah, right.
Not yet.
Right.
Not yet. I'm going to wait for a while.
Genucel serum with stem cell technology created by Chamonix is something that you can use to get rid of the puffiness around your eyes, get rid of the crow's feet around your eyes, the small lines around your eyes, and they will not come back if you keep using Genucel. Obviously, they want to sell you the product. They want to keep you buying it. But if you're using it and it works, why wouldn't you want to do that? It's so inexpensive. Call this number now, 800-543-9262 for Genucel. It'll go to work for you in 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. 800-543-9262. And it gets better. When you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of the legendary Esotique face cream for the other parts, the forehead and the things I'm rubbing my chin and stuff now. That's a great way for you to take care of your entire face. And it's all for the price of one product, 800-543-9262. I can't express well enough my excitement and enthusiasm at sending you to buy Genucel at 800-543-9262.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Overview of the top songs from this week in 1985. That is a list of five songs at the top of the list from five to number one. A lot of people like this review because they enjoy what they, in their mind, can remember back to. What was the emotion? What were the experiences? What was going on in your life when, in this week in 1985, Pat Benatar was in the number five position with a song called We Belong? Rich, you want to crank this up for a sec?
Now there's no looking forward. Now there's no turning back when you say we belong to the
Among the top five best female rockers of all time, do we think?
Sure.
Pat Benatar.
Yeah. She really broke the mold when it was a guy's game in the 80s to be the power rock.
Right.
She was able to step right in there, and Joan Jett as well.
Yeah.
But Pat Benatar had more success.
I told you that. You remember the story from last year when I took Charlotte home on the plane? And I was sitting in row five, and Charlotte kept sticking her nose between the seats to see who was behind me and who was paying attention to her. There was a woman who was paying a lot of attention to her. In fact, would reach over and pat her, gave her a little snacks, and asked me if I would mind that Charlotte came back and visited with her for a few minutes. And I had no idea who she was. Hey, no, I said, sure, why don't you go back? Nice-looking gentleman riding with her.
Yeah, that's her husband, sax player, the guitar player in the band.
And I'm getting off the plane, and I said to the flight attendant, who's that? And she said, who's Pat Benatar?
No kidding.
Yeah, she loved Charlotte. Anyway, number five for this week is Pat's We Belong. Number four belongs to Jennifer's going to love this.
Okay.
What was Jennifer doing when the New Edition... We're on top of Cool It Now, Jennifer.
You know,
I have to tell you,
1985.
This I don't even know this song.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the New Edition.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Boys to Men, you like.
Yeah,
sorry,
I liked them all in the 90s.
81, did you say?
85.
85.
So New Edition is a Boston, isn't New Edition a Boston group?
No. I don't know where they're from.
This is Bobby Brown's band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so then we should keep moving.
Sorry, I hate to disappoint.
He was good when he was 10. He was a nice guy when he was 10 years old.
Before he corrupted Whitney Houston.
Right.
All right, number three, the Honey Drippers. This is real pop smack.
Robert Plant, Brian Setzer, love it.
This is quite a good sappy song built on the original Phil Phillips song. Basically a studio group with these big singers. involved. They just wanted to play and have some fun, and they did, and they made a big hit. This is a song stayed at number one for 3 weeks. And this week, 1985 was number three, The Honey Drippers. Who's that? Is that Plant?
That's Robert Plant.
Sea of Love. That's a great lyric in this song. And they did a wonderful job with the instrumentation.
Good stuff.
It's cool. Yeah, it was good stuff. Number two, England's Duran Duran with Wild Boys during this week, first week of January, 1985. I don't know this song. I don't remember this song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, I had been 10 years off of being a disc jockey by the time this stuff came
out.
You
missed that whole kind of alt rock, alternative rock phase. Yeah.
And it was not another. The disco era was just beginning when I got off.
Yeah.
So, anyway, number one.
Yeah, this I was into.
Okay, so in the next half hour, we're going to talk about Madonna and the flack she's getting about her daughter. Actually, we have
it
a lot of...
It was her son, actually.
Oh, is it? Rocco. That's right, too. Rocco is the son. So, children in the news coming up in the next half hour, along with a visit from our expert when it comes to exercising, Andrea Metcalf, will join us as well. So, lots to look forward to in the next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
This is Primetime Focus. When's the last time you ate a peach that tasted like wow?
Some foods really should be picked off the tree when they're ripe, and peaches are one of them.
So are strawberries. Once picked, that's it. They never ripen more.
We also pick those before they're fully ripe because we want to ship them and we want them to stay in the supermarket shelves for a while.
Avocados, bananas, and mangoes, when picked green, do ripen up. But there's really something else to consider besides taste. Joe Robinson is an investigative journalist who covers nutritional issues.
When they don't ripen, you lose antioxidants too.
So here's some foods to grab in the grocery store that still have valuable nutrients in them. Loose leaf lettuce, particularly the red leaf kind, and bigger carrots, not the baby ones, because the nutrients are in the skin. Joe Robinson's new book is Eating on the Wild Side. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I was like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic. We're Boston beer.
At Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event, you might think they're selling over 12,000 massively discounted items, from guitars to drums to keyboards to DJ gear and more. You might think they're selling holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. No, what they're really selling is the greatest feeling on earth. They're also selling 2013 Gibson guitars at up to 35% off the regular price. Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. Get in there. It's going on.
20 years of truly dangerous broadcasting. Mancow. Now heard here.
Check it out.
GCN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Children in the news coming up. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is a great human being, and she's cold.
She is.
Great human being, and he's cold. Jennifer Horn, on the other hand, is a great human being, and she is not cold.
I'm a little chilly right now.
We don't like Jennifer at the moment.
I'm not going to complain, but a little chilly.
118-year record broken, Roberta, at Central Park.
Oh, in New York, yeah. Yeah.
118 years it has been since it's
what was it like back then, Dougie?
Yeah.
You had trouble finding corduroy.
You shouldn't go there. She gets you on that every time.
Every time.
Every time.
But what's really wacky about this weather is yesterday.
The problem is I don't have a retort. That's my.
Well, I'm trying to get you out of this, Doug.
Hey, go ahead, Deborah, please. Thank you.
The funny thing is that yesterday at this time it was 50 degrees warmer.
Yeah. Right. And so tomorrow it's going to be
different.
Yeah. And then here in D.C. tomorrow it'll be 40 degrees.
It's going to warm right back up again. Yep.
Just crazy, crazy weather.
Crazy stuff. But it's something we have to kind of learn how to live with, and is what people are talking about. And the fact is that it has been, they've been keeping records, weather records, say it again, Doug.
Weather
records since the 1840s. So you go back 118 years, that brings you back to about 1895. Right, 1895. So it was the last time it was this cold in Central Park. There wasn't even a Central Park.
1896.
There wasn't even a Central. Well, I keep thinking it's 2013. Excuse me, it's 2014. Mm-hmm. There wasn't even a Central Park really back then.
It was a park.
Yeah,
bunch of woods.
And there were a lot of cows that were grazing on it, and therefore, and Richie's got the same thing as he said. So tomorrow you'll be better. Maybe that's the hope. Maybe that's the way to look at this, because there's not much else you can say about the realities other than Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person, is going to help us exercise in the cold. In the
anybody should be exercising in
inside.
The
inside. Yeah.
Inside.
Inside.
Yeah. Inside.
Inside
is good. Yeah, inside is fine.
Right, exactly.
Not here. Outside.
So I have something.
Hey, and can we say something before we move away from the cold?
Hope so.
Yeah. I just need to say this because every time I see a news story about it, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Don't use gas operated heaters inside the house.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You're going to die. Okay? It happens every time. Every year we see this. Somebody uses a gas operated heater in the garage, in the basement, or even in the carport, and the fumes come in, and boom, it's over. So please.
Let me give you a 2020 news quiz question to chew on for about 4 minutes. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Who is Colleen LaRose? And why is she in the news today? 2020 news quiz questions usually focus on somebody who's in the news. So in this circumstance, I want to know who Colleen LaRose is.
Ooh.
And why she is in the news. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Colleen LaRose,
wow.
Who is she, and why is she in the news?
You might know her better by her nickname.
Yes, perhaps. And that's why this makes for an interesting question, Richie. Colleen LaRose, what's her story? 888-302-3684. Swell prize. The first person who has the right answer hasn't won before in the 2020 news quiz question. I want to spend some time talking about children, but I want to do it with the following backdrop, if I may. I was reading something last night. I was sharing something, actually, with somebody that I care a lot about, from a book written by Louise Hay.
Oh, Heal from Within.
Yes. There are all kinds of healing books that she has written. And I found this, and I thought, this is really great food for thought.
Are there explosions or any kind of wild gratuitous sex?
No, go get your yogurt, because Louise Hay is probably not your thing. But she should be. She's really cool.
But she ought to be, Jennifer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is contained in my overview of the children in the news, and you'll understand why I'm focused on this before. This is the good news. The other stuff is not so good. And I guess that I could say this on a personal level. I would use her words. It is, quote, my deep desire that your thinking about how your thoughts work ought to be the very first subject that's taught in school. I've never understood the importance of having children memorize battle dates. It seems like such a waste of mental energy. Instead, we could teach our children important subjects like how the mind works, how to handle finances, how to invest money for security, how to be a parent, how to create good relationships, how to create and maintain self-esteem. Can you imagine what a whole generation of adults would be like if they'd been taught these subjects in school along with their regular curriculum? Think how these truths would manifest. We'd have happy people who feel good about themselves. We'd have people who are comfortable financially, who enrich the economy by investing their money wisely. They'd have good relationships with everybody and would be comfortable with their role as parent. And then they would go on to create another generation of children who feel good about themselves. Yet within all of this, every person would remain an individual expressing his or her own creativity. What a wonderful passage.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And it kind of goes back to even, I mean, this is more surfacey than what she's talking about. But the fact that, like, home ec and all of the and shop classes
shop
have been
things.
Pulled out
Learn
of school.
Learn how to make things.
Yeah. No one knows how to do anything. I mean, maybe they can add and subtract. That's a big maybe. But they don't know how to actually, like, functionally balance a checkbook or do anything that actually gives them success. So that's really good.
I think they tried it. Teach this self-esteem stuff now.
But they do it the wrong way.
They do it the wrong way.
They just give everybody a trophy.
Everybody doesn't deserve.
Right.
You get it because you earn it.
Instead of telling people that, hey, you're going to be good at some things and you're going to be not so good at some things and you play off your strengths, they just want to make you good at everything.
All right.
No
so
one is.
As a backdrop to that, the story about, first of all, Madonna's son, 13-year-old Rocco. Apparently, there was a party at the house, and there were a lot of bottles of booze around.
He's 13?
And he's 13.
There's a posting, and she's the one who posted it.
Right.
Quote, the party has just begun. Bring in 2014.
She's got him with a couple of friends, and they're holding liquor bottles. They're holding, like, vodka and gin bottles.
Oh, nice.
And then she says, the party has just begun, and she tweeted that out. And people are now outraged because, you know, hello, he shouldn't be near all that alcohol. And she says, we're just kidding. We're just playing. No one was drinking. We were just having fun. Mm-hmm. I think somebody was drinking, because you have to be drinking to make a decision to do something like that.
It's a bad image.
We had a family New Year's Eve party, and my kids were around, and we were certainly having drinks.
Yeah, of course. But would you take a picture of your child holding a glass, holding an empty bottle of vodka?
No, that's the thing.
I mean, look.
Image.
I'm not going to be all goody-goody. If I have kids and I have a party, yes, there will be alcohol around. But are you going to be stupid enough to tweet a picture? No. It's just
especially if you're well-known.
Especially if you're Madonna.
Right. Okay. So next item of interest here, speaking of being well-known, Jenny McCarthy has gone online. There's a report that claimed she was saying her son did not have autism. She disagrees with that. Remember, Jenny McCarthy is on The View. She was one of the hosts of the ABC show New Year's Rockin' Eve last New
Year's
Eve.
And probably the most outspoken celebrity about vaccinations and autism.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So she tweeted over the weekend, stories circulating online claiming that I had my son Evan that I said my son Evan may not have autism after all are blatantly inaccurate. So what did she say? What is it that she
misdiagnosed is what the bottom line is. It doesn't matter what she said. Her son, she thought, and I'm not holding this against her, she thought her son was autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And it come to find out he started to get better, he started to improve, they started doing more tests, and it turns out that he actually does not have autism. He has this other neurological thing, very rare.
But it's created by having mercury in your system.
I don't know what it's created by, to be honest. I don't even know the name of the disease.
Right.
So I think a lot of people, and this is a big problem, and you and I disagree on this about vaccinations. I mean, I think we agree that you can find vaccinations without mercuries or without trioxin. I understand that.
Yeah.
But I also think it's really irresponsible, and this is just my own opinion. I think it's really irresponsible not to provide some vaccination for your kids, because now you're having outbreaks of polio again, because people like Jenny McCarthy are going on to Oprah show and saying you can't have any vaccinations at all costs, instead of talking about responsible ways to deal with what's in them and educating yourself to find out what is safe to give your kid.
Well, the reason that I was so against them is because of the mercury that was in the in all of that stuff early on. Now it's been taken out of most of it, but the controversy about flu shots and having the mercury in it is still there, and there are still some shots that are given to children that you make a choice whether you want to pay for the expensive stuff that doesn't have mercury in it, or you buy the cheap stuff and you take a chance of ruining your child's life. That's really kind of the bottom line. So choice is right, Jennifer. You're right about that. All right, before we run out of time here, the story of names. Kate Winslet gave birth to a new son. Her husband's name is Ned Rock and Roll. That's his legal name.
That is his name.
Ned Rock and Roll. And the son is named Bear. So the son's name is Bear Rock and Roll.
Is this like, I mean, really? And Kate Winslet's like one of my favorites. I always think she has together.
Yeah, she seems normal.
Yeah.
But really,
Bear Rock and Roll.
And you know the way they say it's bar.
Right, bar Rock and Roll. All right, and then there's this Alabama couple.
That kid won't grow up to be an alcoholic.
Story at DougStefan.com. The couple from Alabama naming their baby Crimson Tide.
After Alabama's football team.
They're fond of the Alabama.
And you know, he's not the only one. We actually talked a little bit about this on Friday, Dougie, when you were gone. There is another family that came out and supported him because their kid is named Crimson Tide. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. And this with the focus on Mitt Romney's grandson named Kieran, who happens to be a black child, and that name in Gaelic has to do with dark skin. I'm betting they didn't know that. Am I giving them the benefit of the doubt? Am I being naive? Or do you think that they knew?
That's too much of a coincidence. They had
to know.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
And even if they did, does it matter?
No.
Yeah.
What if they just like the name?
All right.
Here's a thought.
So we don't have the right answer to the 2020 News Quiz question. Answer, Colleen LaRose, also known as Richie, suggested by her nickname, much better, she's Jihad Jane. And Ms. Jane, or Ms. LaRose, was sentenced yesterday to 10 years in the slammer for plotting to kill a Swedish artist. She faced a potential life term, but was granted a reduced sentence because she cooperated with investigators. In other words, she's ratting on a lot of the jihadists and extremists in Iraq.
She's a rough-looking chick, man.
And
her name's Jihad Jane. You expect her to be a supermodel?
She kind of goes for this Farrah Fawcett 80s blown back look, but it does. Oh, my goodness.
I think there was a... Is there a reward out for knocking her off because she ratted on the jihadists?
I'm sure. If she's ratting, yeah.
All right. We better make way for our friend and exercise person, the person in charge of keeping you fit, is Andrea Metcalf. She'll join us in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in plus-up rewards during the plus-up rewards games. Thousands of products qualify. And you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus-up rewards loaded to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
What's Times Square when you've got the Atlanta peach drop with a peanutty twist? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Things got nutty New Year's Eve with a star-powered lineup at Atlanta's Underground to ring in the year of peanut at the 25th annual peach drop, the largest New Year's party in the Southeast. Thousands partied as Atlanta's own R&B queen Janelle Monáe headlined, while actor and comedian David Koechner emceed.
Just like Georgia, M&M's is nuts about peanuts. In fact, only 1 in 100 peanuts is lucky enough to make its way into a bag of delicious M&M's peanut. At midnight, that 1 in 100 was revealed in the form of a giant statue of a yellow M&M.
David Koechner was recently tapped as the Peanutty Professor, searching for the perfect peanut in his Search for One videos. Koechner's Search for One led him to Atlanta's Underground on New Year's Eve. For more on the Year of Peanut, log on to Facebook.com/MMS. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Andrea Metcalf joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to give you some advice as to proper exercise etiquette during freezing cold temperatures. You're in Chicago. What is it there this morning? Where'd Andrea go? I just heard the phone drop.
I'm right here.
Over.
I'm here.
Did you hear what I asked you?
You said, what do you do to stay warm in these freezing temperatures?
Yeah, and I wonder what the temperature was in you stay inside. What's the temperature in Chicago this morning?
14 below.
14 below, perfect. All right, so...
stay inside.
Get us, all right, so you stay inside, but is there a way that's intelligent... Because a lot of people get stir-crazy if they stay in the house a lot. And frankly, there are a lot of people who are devoted. I have people that I'm close to, and I'm now very devoted to it. Every day, we need to do something. You do it every day. So what do you do if you can't go outside?
Well, I mean, you always have the option to do exercise inside your house. I know yesterday the weather warning was if you're outside for more than about 10 minutes that you are at risk for frostbite in Chicago here. So I really don't recommend going outside in these extreme cold temperatures. You need to have something in 10 degrees or higher in order to exercise outside safely. As far as inside, you can put in a DVD. You can turn on exercise TV.
All right, hold on. Let's stop. I want to stop you right there. You have a good set of DVDs.
Thank you.
Right, but at any rate.
You just say thank you.
In 60 seconds... How do we, there are some people who use them and they do the same thing, the same routine with them every day, and they may have just the same impact, people who are really into it, as going to the gym, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, They don't sell all those DVDs because they just sit on the shelf. People actually do them and they get results. I think the key, like with any exercise program, is to change it every 6 to 8 weeks, change something about it, increase the resistance, change the motions that you're doing, get on a different piece of cardio equipment. The key here is keep your body guessing and it'll always perform beautifully.
Change it
for
up.
You.
That's interesting. So do more push-ups, do more sit-ups, and maybe do them differently. All right. Andrea Metcalf. Metcalf.com, a great place to check out lots of great fitness advice. Andrea's here on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. I ain't got to give me a
fight. Music from movies, because we start movie moments with movie music.
It's
one of Richie's faves.
Yes,
that's what I mean. Yeah, the movie is Caddyshack. I'm all right. Kenny Loggins is 66 today.
I don't think the heart stuff's going to come down for a while.
It's in the hole. It's a miracle. Cinderella shot.
All right, so anyway.
You got to do it. I'm sorry.
Kenny Loggins, yes, I know. But I do it about as well as I do Pierre.
Yeah, that's right. So you sound like no matter what you try to do with a voice impression, you come off sounding like a Jamaican.
Thank you.
You do. Just Doug tries to do an Irish, French, whatever accent, or Bill Murray and Caddyshack. He sounds like a Jamaican.
Right. All right. So Caddyshack and the Pocus, we get started. Chucker is off today, so we'll work our way through the contest and some of the movie news and memories, if you will, of movies that have been introduced on this date. First things first, however, and that's the contest. This is a movie that's very well known. The actor who stars in it is 50 today. He's been lots and lots and lots of movies. You recognize his voice. You will confuse, unless there's a real gimme here, you'll confuse this possibly, like yesterday. There were Jack Nicholson. There were four or five movies that those audio clips could have come from. Same with this. So we have three audio clips from the soundtrack of the movie. You figure out what it is. You call us at 888-302-3684, and you will win a swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. Here's the first clue.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat?
Oh.
The voice, right?
Oh, I know. Oh,
888. Oh, the bell just went off, and Richie said.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
888-302-3684. Next clip.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's just about the most awful thing I've ever seen.
888-302-8888.
Again, who it is.
There are about six different movies this could come from. 888-302-3684. Let's see if this is a gimme.
You've been around a lot of corpses. Is that normal?
The feet thing?
Yeah, the feet thing.
Yeah, that happens.
I'm having kind of a hard time concentrating. Can you do something about it?
Like what? Kill him again?
Okay.
Can I hear that last one again?
Yeah, go ahead. You get back.
I need to hear that second voice.
Well, then come on. You don't know that second voice?
Yeah, I think I do.
You've been around a lot of corpses. Is that normal?
The feet thing?
Yeah, the feet thing.
Yeah, that happens.
I'm having kind of a hard time concentrating. Can you do something about it?
Like what? Kill him again?
Okay. So I know what it is.
Thank you.
Because there's only one movie with those two guys in it, right?
Together.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, okay.
8-8, that's right. It was good to hold that until the last moment to see how good people were at figuring out what the other possibilities might be. 888-302-3684. Answer to that. Plus a little movie news coming up here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Good points. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
And oh, what a relief it is. Okay, movies that were released on this date. Magnolia. How many people remember Magnolia?
Oh, yeah.
On this date, 2000. Never saw it. No explosions, yeah. No gratuitous sex.
No, it's really, Richie. It was a waste of time.
Yes.
All right, so let's see what else came out on this date.
So shallow.
Snow Falling on Cedars.
Do not
Stand
remember
by
that
me.
At all.
And
yes.
Kill a Mockingbird sort of blended in. Ethan Hawke was in that. You remember that one?
Sam I do.
Shepherder, Max von Sydow. Max von Sydow. Yeah. All right, just a couple of remembrances of days gone by. All right, so we got, who do we have, Richie? No, I don't know if my call
This was hard
working.
For me, I don't know.
It was hard because the second voice, who was Sean Connery, was very quick and very low.
Right.
And you, of course, got the Nicolas Cage. So put Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage together, and what do you get, Dudley?
Bippity-boppity-boo.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Which was one of the big movies of 1996. Nicolas Cage.
I cheated, by the way.
Why? What did you do?
I didn't know.
Really?
No.
Well, now you know the rest of the story.
Good flick.
It is a good flick. Yep, it holds up well. 59 past.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.